Hello?
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 If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel and pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Hola, hola,
Hola, hola, Rolling, rolling, rolling with Kid and Play now.
Welcome, Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our low-budget Tom Selleck cosplaying alcoholic. We will be your constants. I am Dez.
I'm Ari.
And I'm Scott.
And this is...
What is it?
What is it, Ari?
Time Pop.
Time Pop.
Puh.
So yeah, Ari, you gotta listen to the episode tomorrow because we sound so good.
Why though?
Because of the home recording.
Oh, because I went over to Scott's. Yeah.
It's my fancy fancy setup.
Well, we'll get you a fancy setup, but we're just
ooh.
But you know what? This episode's gonna be low budget and raw, just like the movie. In honor of the film's budget, we're going to sound lower budget.
We're going to do bad ADR.
You know what I've never noticed before in a movie? And I'm sure a lot of low budget movies do it. There were no stunt doubles in this movie.
You didn't have to be a stunt double because the fight scenes were poorly choreographed.
Well, because they couldn't hurt their stars. Like, if you get a stunt double in there, you can beat him up a little bit because it's okay if he gets hurt.
I read a review of the film where they're like, the fight scenes were so bad, you can see what the person's going to do next. Like, you see them waiting and you see the arm fling. It's adorable.
Today, in the present, we will be discussing The Tomorrow Job from the past. You will listen to it in the future, which is now. The Tomorrow Job is a hot, brand new 2023 movie, 1 hour and 45 minutes, directed and starring a whole bunch of people you've never heard of. I mean, not all. I mean, these actors weren't terrible top to bottom. I kept thinking that, you know, if I looked through IMDb enough that I'd see one like, oh yeah, she was in that show or he was in that movie or something. But
they've each done a few films, but there's none that we've heard of.
You know how you have like A-list actors that do A-list movies? Would you say these were like C or D-list actors?
Yeah. Because B-list actors are like ones that used to do something like a child actor that now does horror films. That's what that means. You've seen them. You know them. They're just like their career's not doing well.
So, or is this just like completely...
This is C or D.
No.
But like... Or just completely unknown.
Yeah, it felt like a Canadian film.
I think they're B-level actors in a C-level production.
No, I think they're...
B-level is usually like they're in that genre and they're well-known. They've done a lot. They're just not... They do a certain level of film and or they're walking...
The problem with B-level... With C-level movies, they don't have the money to do all of the cover shots and do all of the angles and do 25 takes to get it. I mean, some actors are great because they get 25 chances. In a lower budget movie, they're like, we're this location is burned. We got to go. We may or may not have it, but we're done filming.
Does it say how much the budget is for this movie?
Oh, they don't even have a Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so new. I thought maybe it was somewhere. Okay. Yeah, once I got past, you know, the level of movie, I just accepted it for, okay, I'm watching like a C or D level movie with some special effects. You know, they had some stuff going on and like kind of put that to the side and then just watched the movie. Once I did that, it was fine.
That's so funny. I know this wasn't a, you know, top level Hollywood movie, but I didn't get that immediate from this movie.
Yeah, the opening music, actually, the opening song was like kind of fun. Then later on, the music is kind of particularly bad. Like it's like really bad, like organ music. Like, but the first opening song is like a rock song. You're like, oh, it's high. But I was watching this film and I was like, oh, was this like an 80s or 90s film? But I was like, no, it just came out. It could have been like
a 90s film.
It could have been a 90s film. And again, it felt Canadian to me. There's just something off. It's like an independent Canadian film, and I couldn't place my finger on it.
The chalet is obviously one of the producers' like winter home.
Yeah.
Right.
This podcast, I just thought about it before we started recording. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to hate this conversation. Because when I finished this movie, I was kind of high on it. And then I started thinking about it. I Googled a few things and I started pulling at some threads. And I'm just like, oh, my God, Ari and Scott are going to help me just destroy this sweater.
Well, I could say a few compliments. As I was watching the beginning of it, I was actually like, this is, you know, we're watching the same stuff over and over again. I was like, this has got kind of a unique vibe to it. And what was really cool was the fact that they, and we'll get into it, they jump into the future, right? And while they're in the future, their future selves go in the past. And you don't find out what happens until the next day. And so it could have been really interesting. It could have been like, then the next day, all this other stuff went down. And so I was like, all right, this is clever. This is different. Okay.
Or even on that, you don't find out what happens now.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry. You don't find out what happens now until tomorrow.
We stay with alpha person through the whole loop.
Right. And there was a lot of really interesting possibilities there. So I was on board. However, they never really capitalized on that. It could have gotten so much more complex. They could have been like, cool, this is what happened tomorrow. But when they come back, they were betrayed now. And like all this stuff went down. And for the most part, that didn't happen. I mean, something got changed later on, but it never went that deep. It could have gotten more complex. It could have gotten interesting.
They spent way more time developing flat characters that didn't need developing instead of, they could have spent that time on tying the time travel knot harder.
And there's not a lot of development. The characters do not have a lot of...
They try. I mean, they waste scenes that we don't need, you know, showing that these characters have a past and a future, or at least a past, and they have problems and, you know, blah, blah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's his motivation to get involved in a shady corporation, but why do we give a fuck about his brother dying?
Yeah, they're trying to give you some emotion, some heart. One of the articles I read was like, the anti-hero is just, you just don't care about him. He's like this awful alcoholic. Gambler, degenerate.
Scott, he is a low-budget Tom Selleck cosplaying alcoholic.
There it is. Thank you. You read the same article. And you just don't care about him. There's no, like, redeeming quality. Yeah.
Well, I mean, also, the acting was not good from pretty much everyone across the board, which tells me the directing was not good.
Well, can we talk about the worst actor in it? Can we say the future blonde-haired, half-British nemesis guy? That's a bit laughable, right? Like, out of all of them, is he kind of the worst?
I'm
sorry. The worst is the professor creator guy.
How dare you?
I'm going to take it back. I'm going to the guy who's the bad guy, the one who also can jump in time. He is the worst.
Yes.
He is the worst. Absolutely. Then the professor guy, and then the British future guy from the organization.
Yeah. Robert/Derek is the worst.
Yeah.
It's Derek.
Once you got past, you know, the fact that this is a low budget movie, some of the concepts were interesting. So let's talk about those.
Yes. Okay. So I love that they just immediately said, we spend so much of our podcast discussing consciousness time travel and what happens to the other consciousness.
Right.
And the fact that this movie immediately answers that question was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So in a lot of our past episodes and a lot of our past movies that we've talked about, when they conscious travel, one of our main questions is, what happens to the consciousness that they took over?
Yeah.
It's a very valid question.
Do they just take a back seat and watch?
Yeah. Do they?
Are they unconscious?
What happens when the past consciousness, reverts and you're left with that?
Exactly. So this movie, literally right off the bat, was like, you switch.
Yeah.
Your consciousness switches. So the rule of this movie is you take this pill and you conscious time travel 24 hours forward into yourself.
For 1 hour.
For 1 hour.
Just 1 hour?
It was 1 hour. And your future self travels back to your past self for that 1 hour. And the way that you know that that's happening is when you go forward, your eyes turn purple somehow.
Yeah.
And when you're going back, your eyes turn green. Yeah. I'm sure they just needed that to show, like, you know, who was where and when and, you know.
Yeah. And to set up the ending and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they set up the main team has obviously set up rules to try to fix paradoxes. When they travel forward, their past self just drives around in a truck. Who the fuck is driving the truck?
It's supposed to be some friend that he trusts.
But he had a gun?
Well, no, no, that was someone else that took over.
Because he blindfolds them?
No, no, listen. They didn't explain it, but I think normally they go in the truck and it doesn't move. Because
no, it does, because they're not supposed to know where they are.
Right, but then, but they said when they woke up in that other one, they said it's moving, and that's when they were alarmed. Like, I think it's not, I guess it takes them somewhere and then it stops, maybe, because they were alarmed that it was moving. It wasn't supposed to be.
Oh, is he just supposed to go?
The friend that he trusted? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So as usual for our listeners, we are assuming you've seen this movie.
This wonderful, did you guys, I'm so sorry, did you guys watch it yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I looked, because I thought it was free. I looked at it yesterday, saw that it was $6, and then was like, oh, damn, today it was $2.
What?
Yeah.
It went down just today?
Mine was $3. I rented it for $3.
Oh, you got the SD. You did the smart thing.
Yeah.
You got the SD.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mine, you don't need $6. HD for this movie.
Yeah. But anyways, for everyone out there, it's on sale. I would definitely, if you're into time travel, this is definitely worth $2.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah,
it's really cool that it's cool that you follow with them. Like Desmond said, you see them travel to the future. When they're done with whatever happens in that hour, they come back and then you can find out what happened in that missing time.
The 24 hours up until the point.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You got to wait to the next day, actually. Right.
23 hours.
No. Right. No. You find out after.
Okay, so hang on. Slow down. So you take the pill and you travel 24 hours into the future for 1 hour. And the reason they do this is to get some kind of information that is valuable the day before. And they never really did anything with this. It was more about the traveling and the other company that was chasing them. They never really did anything with the information that they gathered.
They said that they weren't supposed to know on purpose. They do that so that they don't affect things.
Yeah.
But nobody, they didn't explain it. We as the viewer should have known the bigger picture of what.
It's one of those movies that's trying to spell it out as it goes. By the end, you know everything.
Do you?
It was like stock market stuff or something. It was like bank accounts, yeah. And stuff.
They told the whole story by the end.
All right. You'll have to explain it to me when we get there then.
There's some nameless organization that's paying them to get certain data.
While we're walking through this, let's just, so the first heist is just a bust. Like basically the first heist is only there to show us that there are bad guys hopping through time also trying to fuck up their shit.
And this is the first time they've encountered them.
What was the, why did he know when he looked at the board and it said, fuck, what did it say? Monday plus 4, Tuesday plus 2, Wednesday minus 23. Is that the stock going up and down?
I'm assuming so.
Because the second he looked at that, they didn't see the bad guys yet. He looked at the whiteboard, saw those numbers, and went, oh, fuck.
No, he said, I don't think you needed me for this, is what he said.
Oh, because he's the photog. So he's like, okay.
Small enough information that I guess anyone could have done it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Whether or not they were set up, I mean, they were, right? They were given this job to be caught by the bad guy.
Think so. I think the bad guys were just on to him at that point, and that's when...
Well, they might have been. The overall, the company that hired them were kind of behind both him and Derek. So they're behind both of them. So it could have been a setup, very possible.
So anyway, my point is the whole reason for doing, you know, going into the future and getting this information, they didn't really do much with it. But, you know, the main character was hired to do this, to travel, get whatever information, and then come back, and he would be paid a lot of money. And as we said, he was like, he's a gambler and was in a lot of debt. And so that's why he does it.
And so, yeah, so to finish what Ari started. So then for the next 23 hours, they would kind of lay low and make sure they were where they were supposed to be 24 hours from when they took the pill.
Right. but they don't know what happens in that 24 hours.
Right.
They don't know exactly what happens in that 24 hours. And so things can change, which is interesting. And also, they don't know what happens after their future consciousness goes back to its original brain. I don't know.
Right.
There was a lot of interesting aspects that I thought they did well with this movie was when they did jump, they tied it up well. So once they switched back, they showed you both sides and how they resolved both sides on all of the jumps. So that they did really well.
Yeah. And I think I use the word makes sense. I realize we're watching a time travel movie. So saying that this would have allowed it to make sense is stupid. But I feel like the pill should have went the other way.
Backwards?
And even though you knew kind of what was, I don't know. I just, if there's a pill where you can access memories or just be in your consciousness. And I think they could have still told, because in a way you could tell a story because then you know, okay, I'm taking this pill to propel me backwards. But at the same time, that's going to propel the other guy forwards. I don't know.
But then who's the present in the body?
Well, it's still a swaparoo. It's just that you...
Are you trying to say that it's interesting that they chose to focus the story mainly on the forward travel?
No, that's what the pill does. The pill, you take the pill and go forward. Even though you swap, it's your past self that is the one who takes the pill. They don't have to take a pill tomorrow.
Right.
It's interesting to me that they chose to have the focus of the story be going into the future to get information to then take back with you. Yeah. Instead of taking a pill to go back in time and change something.
Yep.
About your present.
I think they're trying to not do paradoxes and they're taking the time stream very seriously.
That's exactly what they're doing.
It's safer if you go into the future, technically. Although if they're making, you know, they said later that the bad guys were using that to make money to fund themselves. And like, so you are affecting some things. You are affecting the timeline. They're trying to be so careful, but by doing these jobs, it is messing up the timeline.
It's the person that's traveling that's at the most risk of going crazy. Like, it doesn't seem like anybody's at too much risk for having access to the information you gain. It's the brain scramble that's the real risk.
Right. So that's why I think he's come up with these rules. If you do not do it by these rules, you can't, which I really like. You know, Ari and I have had conversations about this, about if you time travel too much, you know, different timelines and your brain is not meant to handle time not being linear and you start blurring between different realities and different things you've seen. Which they show, which is super cool.
And we find out later that our main character was scrambled for a while.
But now he's okay?
Somehow he managed to shake it off.
That's because he took the old version of the pill, which is called Z.
That's right.
The old concoction is called Z. And the
serum.
And then the pill form was Z+.
Except Derek took Z and he seemed, except being an asshole, not that jacked up. He seemed pretty focused, so.
I was so disappointed. I mean, the hooded men, the reason why they were hooded was so that later on our character could hide inside of one. But the fact that they didn't turn out to be something weird just in it. Like, I was hoping they were going to take off their mask and they were all going to be Derek or something.
You know, something more.
Like a twist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciated how they essentially focused on going forward in time. When you think about time travel, you do think about going back in time. That's like the main thing you think of.
Yeah.
But these guys were focused on going forward in time and bringing something back and then using it for their benefit. And with that, you get less paradoxes.
This could have became a bigger mindfuck film. I thought, you know, with the way that they go back, you find out later what would happen. I kind of thought this might go in a Primer kind of level, mm-hmm. or the one where they took the photos of the day and you find out some more info later. They could have gotten Primer-ish. It almost felt like Memento in parts, right? Of just kind of like you're getting the information of before later. It didn't go into too much of a mind fuck. It stays pretty easy to understand.
The fact that a serum that could propel you further didn't pop up at the end was a surprise, that they stuck with the 24-hour pill.
It did in the very after the credits.
Oh, I didn't watch after the credits.
Oh, you know, there's a little bonus scene after the credits, yeah, where there's like, it's like leading to a sequel. They said, The old guy they kidnapped, he's like, we finally figured it out, but it's not the same. He's like, it goes further. He's like, it might be a month, weeks, months, a year. And then the evil fake British Tron guy was, ooh.
Because especially with the serum, like you think you could, maybe not precisely, but depending on how much you shot up, you could go a few hours to a few weeks, depending on how full your syringe was.
Well, I was also wondering, you could piggyback, like we've seen in other movies, if you want to go back 2 days, could you go ahead the hour and then take another pill?
You could never go back farther than...
No, I'm sorry. Could you go forward twice? If you went forward 24 hours in that 1 hour, when you land there, take another pill and you'd be able to daisy chain and jump ahead another day, I would think.
Maybe, unless your consciousness is tethered and all it does is send you just re-swap it. But you're right. A daisy chain. Because then that consciousness would go back 24 hours. And yeah.
The problem is it takes an hour to be there. And how long does it take to digest the medicine? Who knows?
It looks like about 4 seconds.
Yeah. Well, one of the big loopholes with this film is that they are chasing after our main Tom Selleck guy to get to the professor that made the pills, right? They want to get the pills. However, they already have their time travel vessel that's working because they've been using Derek and his flunkies. They've been time traveling and doing fine. So why do they really need the old guy?
Everyone seems to have a finite, they seem to be able to do as much traveling as they want, while also there's the ticking clock of what happens when we run out of pills and serum.
Yeah, I guess so. And what they said later on was that group was always going 1 day ahead and 1 day behind also or something. So how would they ever win? So how did they ever, at the end when they pulled it off, how did they if the other group was going a day ahead and behind? I don't know. This could have been more of a mindfuck film. You really could have went deeper with it and they didn't.
What the fuck happened with Martin?
Which one's Martin? Oh, his friend? The
one that got shot.
Yeah, when I saw the scene, I knew it. I knew it because you see them point the gun and they shoot and you don't see what happened.
You even see the bad guy shake his head no.
Right. You even see the bad guy shake his head no.
Oh.
And you don't see what happened. And I knew it. And I knew that either he was going to be kidnapped or he would betray them. I knew that one right away.
And Martin is the one that shows up on the docks too. Who's the guy that shows up on the docks all fucked up? And
no, that's just like some a other junkie. Guy. He's okay. One of the, they show him later. He was one of like the military guys. He just got fucked in the head.
Okay. That's why I thought that's what was weird. Cause we did see him again.
Martin made it sound like the first time they actually shot him and then they went back and did it again. And then they didn't.
How? Oh, because the first time they went forward, they shot him. And then 24 hours later when they had to because you can't just do the same thing over and over again in this movie.
Right.
So they change the timeline, which means that it's ripple effect.
Yeah, which theoretically could have messed it up. But yeah. So anyway, that's what they made it sound like. First time they shot him, the second, then they went back and he joined their crew. He was fed up with mustache guy.
Yeah.
And they faked it, which I don't know why you needed to. Oh, yeah. So he could come back and they could give him the secrets and betray him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't explain a lot about even like his female friend's background. She can fight pretty well.
The again, this should have been cut out for time travel stuff. The consciousness communicator.
Oh, yeah. I had a problem with that. I don't really.
Was that just to prove to us that they're doing so much work with the consciousness that this time travel pill exists? And so does this, like, they're just fucking with consciousness.
I'm willing to buy into like there's a medicine and when you take it, it changes the way you see time. And you're able to do this. What the fuck is this? It can inject something to someone, then they can talk to someone from a future that we don't, then some unnameable future.
Is it future? I don't think it's even future.
I mean, he looks with the purple lights. He's just supposed to seem, he seems so hackers meets Tron. I don't know what he's supposed to be. And then he can just talk to people randomly. They inject it and they can talk to their consciousness and their eyes light up.
Who was that guy? Who was the organization?
We don't know.
Because that's weird. Because that would make sense if he was some like, if that was the one actor they paid money for and they had him for 1 day. And so he had to stay in his lair the whole time.
Yeah, it should have been like John Malkovich.
Like, there's no reason to have him just in his lair consciously communicating with everybody.
Yeah,
Yeah, you have to let that stuff go.
He was trying to control the world through data, and he was trying to get to the professor to make more of the medicine, and he was using both our anti-hero and also Derek, the bad guy, to to work to get to his end up his end goal.
The organization.
Derek is the worst. It's on right now in the background.
Mine too.
The scene where Derek shoots the guy whose brain is all scrambled.
I'm like 5 minutes ahead of you.
It almost felt like the director just got all of his like buddies together that were in film school with him to act in it.
Yeah. It feels like this would have been a really impressive film school project, like above and beyond what most
first movies are. If this was someone's senior project, he fucking...
Yeah, but it's not. It's not like the director did a bunch of horror films and then like came back to do this. He's done some other mindfucky time travel paradox films, they said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is like him returning to it after he's done horror. But it feels like a well-done college film. The fight choreography was rough and the music is rough. But the concepts are interesting. They also brought the real estate guy in. They're trying to give a story to this guy who's like this pathetic yuppie, but he's trying to do better. And then at the end, he just joins their squad. Like it was part of the plan all along for him because they needed him to help them take them down financially, but it wasn't.
As a movie, as a whole, it missed the mark, right? Yeah. It wasn't quite there. But there are some very interesting time travel concepts. And I thought how they did the final heist job, I thought how they did that was actually good. It was clever. You know, there was a moment where I was like, wait, what? And I had to go back and think about how they did that. And when she, you know, the short hair girl took the pill versus when, you know, the other guy took, I had to really go back and think about like how they did it. So that final scene was done really well.
Yeah, you would think they're all double crossing each other when they all can travel and know what happens and you don't know how that scene's going to play out. And the reveal was like a classic heist, like in Ocean's 11, where you think they're going down, but then you're like, oh, they knew all along. We don't see time travel heist films very often.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Maybe you can clear this up then, Ari. My problem with the last double cross was that I felt like she took the pill really late at night because she handed those people, she said, go put these on the road, go put these monitors on the road. That was definitely nighttime. And I feel like it was that evening that she talked to our other two main people and took the pill. Or did she take it the next day? No, because the next day is when everything went down. So my problem with that is I think she took the pill really late at night, but the next day she's fixing everything in broad daylight.
I thought she took the pill like in the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, she must have. I don't know that there's nothing that made me think that it was night particularly. She took it in the afternoon, so she knew the next what they had done the next day.
So she hands the guys the monitor at night. They don't lay the monitors because what's his name? Martin doesn't want the roads to be monitored. So then the next day is when they plan the double cross and she takes the pill. And then the next day is when everything goes down.
Yeah, that's how I took it.
Okay.
And he wore the vest.
That's right.
The bulletproof vest.
So the first time he died too.
Right. So they did alter it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know that actually. It could have been that's always what. Oh, can we please, mention how many freaking films have we, the Schrodinger's cat. It's like, that's the name of our podcast. However, this was a better example of it than Ant-Man. Like they really say a good example, like, cause they're trying not to cause paradoxes. And they were like, that might be the medicine in there, but don't, if you look in there right now, it could be either. Then that might've messed with what we actually do in the future. And that could cause, that was a really interesting, better explanation of it.
Explanation. It was a better use of
it. Yeah.
The theory. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But they love using the cat.
At least three or four films, right? And almost like in our past few months, that's come up three or four times.
So basically, tomorrow is always Schrodinger's cat.
Meaning something is and isn't.
We're all dead and alive tomorrow.
That's true. That is absolutely true. We are all.
But in this case, right, it's really an example of once they know, then that's how they would act, and then it does come to be. So it's a really interesting way of looking at it. Don't look in the vent at them. That's where it is. Because if it is, what if it's not? And then that will be, and it'll change things. It's really that's the most interesting use of that I've seen.
This movie was more about what you can do, what kind of heist you can pull off if you could travel 24 hours into the future, and less about if you changed time, if you went back or forward and changed time. They did do a little bit of changing time, but this movie was more about, like a heist of what you could do. Could you get the upper hand if you could time travel?
Which, if everyone's time traveling, you can't.
Yeah.
It's just, it's never ending.
Yeah. This could have been really in going with the heist films. It just could have been double cross on top of double cross. It's like, yeah, but I knew you were going to do that. So I did this. Like, yeah, but we knew you were going to do that for ours. So it could have been like double cross, double cross, double cross. And who got the last upper hand?
Yeah.
Till you somehow figure out how to get someone's whole stash and then keep them away from it the previous day so they can't replenish their supply that you stole tomorrow.
Yeah, it gets very complicated. So with the like suited up hitman bodyguard.
1, 2, and 3.
With the helmets on and the visors of the helmets were the different color. One was purple and one was green. So at the same time, there was one person traveling a day early and one person who was traveling a day early, but their earlier consciousness was in the past.
Yeah, basically every hour one of them takes a pill and they just rotate. That's what I got.
Yeah. So, I mean, so there's the guy whose visor was purple, which, by the way, how does the pill change the visor color? Anyway, so the guy whose visor was purple, his present consciousness was a day in the past. And the guy whose visor was green, his consciousness was in another day forward. So, yeah, they constantly are knowing what's happening a day in ahead.
They would have had the upper hand.
And there's always a third guy who's living in the now, who's just they're constant.
So they've always got a day ahead and a day behind, meaning they could change things in the past and they're always going to know what's in the future. How can you beat them?
Yeah, well, they were running low. They were going to beat them by letting them run out of juice.
Yeah, well, he somehow knew that he would get shot, and then he wore the bulletproof vest and didn't get shot and then took over one of those guys.
And they didn't know about that.
And apparently they didn't know about that, the guy that's in the future, so...
Did Tubble actually take a suicide pill? Or was that just... You don't think so? I mean, I'm not sure he did either. I was just surprised how fast you answered.
I thought he was actually... No, maybe he did. You're right, because he did do the antidote. I thought he was bluffing to buy them an hour. Like, it would take an hour to go out there. Or maybe not bluffing. Maybe he was doing it for real to buy them the time.
He might have, just because I think he was worried enough about this ending up in the wrong hands.
Right. He did have placebos, though, of the other one, too. But yeah. Either way, it doesn't change it. It got them away so the team could do their thing. It's funny. There was one part I had to watch like the last 10 minutes and my daughter was in the room and she was really commenting. She's like, the music's awful. like the little dinky keyboard music.
Oh,
she's 11. And she also thought the acting was poor, but she just saw the last, 10 minutes. Cool heist film. I like that everyone had the three people with their job, right? There's like operations. There's the person with the memory. And then what was the other one called? What was his role? Mustache Man?
Oh, there's the sitter, the tech, and the photog.
So what was he? He was the sitter?
He was the sitter.
And the woman was the tech? She was like the fighter, which you needed. It was an interesting choice with the 70s long hair mustache look. It was just a...
Well, I mean, it was kind of hard to tell all the white men apart, you know? He kind of needed that mustache. They were all brown-haired white men.
Plus, they wanted him to have this thing of like, he was like, he'd let himself go and gambled and gotten in trouble and been alcoholic. They wanted a little bit of a deadbeat look.
Yeah, but I really thought it could have been like a 90s movie with the music, the lighting.
Yeah, she had the short hacker's hair and the other guy had long hair and the lighting and music, totally. It did not feel like it was just made.
Yeah, but I guess the 90s are back, so maybe it had some influence.
I like that he used tranquilizers and did try not to kill anybody because that has ripple effects.
That's true. Yeah, that was smart.
They also, by bringing in the yuppie guy, that also caused ripple effects. They never want to tell anybody and they got super involved with him. And oh well, they choose their paradoxes and the ripples when they have to. So maybe overall, not too many loopholes, surprisingly.
It was mainly a traveling forward time travel story. And when you do that, there's way less holes.
One of you is going back a day. So one of you can still, they obviously, and that's why they had the truck and all that stuff. But like, before he had all of his rules, there's plenty of room for fucking up the timeline.
Yeah, but they chose not to.
It just is inconsistent that Derek used the old serum, which is supposed to mess you up, and he was fine.
This is like that other drug time travel movie we watched.
Oh, yeah.
I understand why they do it, But it all something else that could have made it interesting is them being like, I don't know, sometimes we go forward 35 minutes, sometimes we go forward 3 hours. Like, it's a drug. It just, you know, out.
I'd like it to be more random, like weed is.
Yeah.
How high you're going to get or how long it's going to last.
Just like, fuck, I had a big breakfast, so this isn't going to hit me very hard. It's going to be a minute. Do you want a time travel drug, Ari? You get to go into the future.
Would I use this? I mean, just to try it, sure. There's no health issues, you know, with the pill.
Well, mentally, could be. Mentally, right?
Well, not with the pill. They didn't, you know, there's more risk with using that scanner, that eye scanner block box than there was using the pill thing. But, I mean, what would be, I would do it just to try it, but what would be the point in traveling 24 hours into the future?
Stocks spike in 24 hours. Like, if you know, even if you don't hit the big one, you can... He did a good job just betting on games.
Well, he didn't do a good job. He ended up like getting blurred and...
Well, that's another thing. This drug is just a thing that exists. Like, not everybody knows about it, but like, it's not the best kept secret in the underground, which was weird.
Yeah.
That like, because it's one thing for it to slowly seep out from the core people who are using it, but for like the money guy, the Vig, just being like, you were taking that fucking Z plus, just like, you know, like if he really wanted to, he could probably get a hold of some, and it was just something that was out there. I would take the fuck out of this drug just because, maybe it's because I'm an addict, but that's a different podcast. But I think this, knowing that this is a full conscious swap, that would just be fucking weird and cool. And because I wouldn't wait. When I took the drug, I wouldn't be in the back of a truck. I'd just like be in my back house with like a really good episode of Arrested Development playing or something. And I just come back to watch it.
Yeah. What about you, Scott? Would you take it?
It's like you want to just say you time traveled, but it's like Ari's saying, unless you're trying to like benefit from it. Like, what is a day in the future? It's not like, ooh, the future or the past. It's like minimal thrill of what's going to happen in one day. It's so minimal. And so, yeah, it's like somehow you're trying to get a financial benefit, but then you're maybe fucking with the timeline. So I would need the facts. I would need to make sure my brain wasn't scrambled, and it'd only be either to experience it, like it's a high, or to try to get financial benefit if I don't think it's going to mess up the time space continuum.
Just a little, you'll just biff it a little bit.
It's okay. Just to know that you did it. It's just to experience what that's like. But conscious swaps, that's a genre. That's a subgenre.
All right, I'm watching the stinger real quick. However, whereas Z Plus allowed trading with days, this one appears to be stronger. How so? It's not a matter of hours or days, weeks, months, maybe more. Yeah, this guy did. So this is going to be a series of podcasts. We're not going to do them back to back, but we are going to do Altered Hours at some point, which is basically his first stab at this movie, but it's a different, this movie, you know, The Tomorrow Job is basically a sequel. A young insomniac's black market sleep aid sends his mind time traveling one day into the future where he's the suspect in the disappearance of a girl he hasn't met yet. So that could be fun. Oh, Jay Tupple is in the movie. Yes, it's a series. Oh, we're doing this. We're doing the Bruce Wemple series. Oh, this is going straight on the list. I am so excited. And when are we going to do? I was really bummed when I realized, because I thought this was an Amazon original, and I was hoping they were like, they did the Tomorrow War and then they did the Tomorrow Job. I'm like, oh my God, are we going to get a new Tomorrow movie from Amazon every year now? I'm so excited. So, but it doesn't look like they're doing it. So I think it's up to us to write the next series in the Tomorrow movie series. So we will get right on that. Thank you for listening to Time Pop. We hope you have enjoyed this journey through time. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. And feel free to give us a review while you're out there. We know we've got a lot of new listeners this year. We've really stepped up our listenership. So thank you very much for listening. And if you want to take the extra step and give us a few stars, that would be great and help us out tremendously. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We are at @time_pop_pod, @timepoppod. Keep sending us great movie recommendations to timepoppod@gmail.com. You can also send any questions or comments from this or any past episode to the same address. That is timepoppod. Looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Time Pop? Head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our amazing podcast lineup. We have, it's not all just movies over there, people. Whatever you're into, we got comedy, spirituality, The Wheel of Time, fitness and nutrition, and awesome women in the form of All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, Thank the Light, Be Brave, and That Fitness Couple. You can find them at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine, free podcasts. Until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
I'm Arielle.
And I'm Scott.
Bye-bye now.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Yep, yapping away.